Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
As we take a look back at over football history at the scandals and scoundrels, we got to take a look at the affair that happened of the 1925 Pottsville Maroons and how they were cost a championship, possibly by their own doing. Take a look at this story and more coming up in a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we cannot have football history unless we talk about some of the things that didn't go quite right in football history. And in particular, this week, we're going to pick up again in the 1925 NFL season. Last week, we talked about the Chicago Cardinals. They won the title, but there was some questionable events that happened and choices that they made, as well as some other teams at the end of that 1925 season, but they were awarded the championship. Well, there was another side of that. There's a team that lost a championship because of a scandal of their own, and that's the Pottsville Maroons. So let's get on with our story. We've talked about this story on numerous occasions, but it has to be included in the scandals story. So the Frankford Yellow Jackets, they played their inaugural game as an NFL member officially in the fall of 1924 by knocking off a tough Rochester Jeffersons team 24-0. That first year indeed was a successful campaign for the Jackets as they played to a 17-3-1 overall record and an official NFL mark of 11-2-1, with both of those losses coming at the hands of George Halas's and powerful Chicago Bears team. Well, 1925, there was another nearby team to Philadelphia. Remember, Frankford is a suburb of Philadelphia. And Pottsville's not too far. It's over on the east side of Pennsylvania. They saw their old rivals, Frankford, having a very successful time in the NFL. They said, you know what? We're a pretty good team, too. And we've beaten Frankford before. We know how these guys play. We're going to join the NFL. So 1925, they joined. And they called themselves the Pottsville Maroons that year. These teams had tangled before as independent squads, but things would be different as the two competed in the prestigious NFL as Pennsylvania teams. The leaders of those two PA squads, they sort of placed a side bet ahead of the season, sort of an informal bet, as a local promoter staged an event that whichever of them should have the better record in the NFL, then they would gain the very lucrative and payout of meeting with the Notre Dame All-Star team. Remember, 1925's All-Star team in Notre Dame included the Four Horsemen. So, very prestigious. You know there's going to be a big gate draw potential there. This is a large incentive for both squads, as the Irish would have a big draw at the box office and play the much-needed funds to put in the pockets of the players. We'll get back to this Notre Dame side game in a moment. But before we do, let's talk about December 6th. It was the matchup of the NFL big boys, the Pottsville Maroons, Chicago Cardinals. These two teams had the best records up to that point. In the meeting, Pottsville easily defeated Chicago 21-7 to establish the best record in the league and seemed to all but officially clinch an NFL championship. That might have made them a little bit cocky. The Maroons famously had the best record in the NFL of the game, but they decided to play the Notre Dame All-Stars in Philadelphia. Well, there was some controversy before they even played the game, and it was brought to the attention of Joe Carr. Remember, Chris Willis talked about this a couple times, in particular on Joe Carr's birthday episode that we talked about. He has it in his book, Joe F. Carr, the man that created the NFL. So, but Willis says is that Carr made a decision that Pottsville could not play that game in Philadelphia because the territorial rights of Philadelphia belonged to Frankfurt. They were much closer. They played in Scheib Park in Philadelphia as their home field. Pottsville played its home games up in Pottsville, a couple dozen miles away, I believe. Well, the Pottsville Maroons they didn't have enough seating at their park in Pottsville, so they were going to play the game in a much bigger city of Philadelphia at Franklin Field, where the Penn Quakers play. That same day, Frankfurt had a game, also an exhibition game. So this really became a heated controversy. But Joe Carr, the president of the NFL, flat out told Pottsville, do not play that game in Philadelphia. You don't have the right to play that game there. I'm telling you, don't do it. Warning, warning, warning. Red flag, red flag. Well, they decided to play that game in Philadelphia anyway. The complication after the game was played went to the NFL head at the time, Commissioner Joe Carr, who ruled in favor of the Frankfurt team. Hey, I warned you guys, don't do it. Pottsville would officially have the best record, but that because of that, what they did and did not listen to the president of the league, Carr suspended the club, basically kicked them out of the league for playing that unauthorized exhibition game in Philadelphia. This decision by the league president subsequently stripped the NFL title from Pottsville, giving it to the Chicago Cardinals. Remember, there was no championship game then. It was a simple vote at the NFL owners meeting. Well, Pottsville was not a part of the NFL. They got kicked out. So that get that league meeting. Guess what? Next best team, best record is Chicago Cardinals. And remember, Joe Ziemba told us a few weeks ago that they reluctantly, the Cardinals did, took that title because, like we said last week, they had a controversy of their own playing two extra games to try to achieve a better record than Pottsville Maroons by playing a couple of lackey teams, and one, the Milwaukee Badgers, didn't have enough players. So the Cardinals helped them by getting some high school players to play, which was a big no-no. The NFL and Joe Carr were dead set against having high school players, including Mr. Hallis. Did not want these high school players and underage players coming in the NFL. They wanted them to play college ball first. So, apparently, the Cardinals scheduled those two extra games that got them in trouble. They have a better win-loss record to be claimed. And we talked about that scandal with those two Cardinal victories in that last episode, the Cardinals of 1925. Take a look at that. So, all is said and done, Cardinals are the champions of the 1925, reluctantly. And it seemed like Pottsville had nowhere to go, except for the fact that Red Grange and C.C. Pyle decided to leave the Chicago Bears fold after that first season, which was very lucrative for the Bears in the NFL, really put the NFL on the map in paydays, helped teams like the New York Giants have some 70,000 people in attendance at the one game Red Grange played. C.C. Pyle, Red Grange said, hey, we want more money. The NFL and the Bears were not willing to pay it, so they started their own league. So in that league, they started talking to Pottsville. Said, hey, Pottsville, you're kicked out of the NFL. Why don't you come join our league? We're going to have the Red Grange League, basically. They're going to start, we're going to have Red Grange is going to play in New York. Pottsville, you're not too far away from New York. Be a great situation for you. We're also having a Penn Quakers team. Remember the Buffalo All-Americans we talked about with Ken Crippen not just the other day, and he said that the five team members that were both on the All-Americans and the Quakers got in trouble by the All-Americans, told not to play. They got mad. They went and just fully played with the Quakers. So this worked out well for them. Well, the NFL and Joe Carr, they're no dummies. Joe Carr said, hey, wait a second. You know what? You messed up last year. You got it's a suspension. You're not kicked out. Come on back in the NFL. They did not want to see Red Grange's league succeed and get a team that's very good, like Pottsville, playing in competition. So Pottsville joined back in the NFL in 1926. So that's how Pottsville came back in the league, but they did not get that championship in 1925. They sort of screwed themselves, especially when the president said, don't do it. So that's our controversy, not really a scandal, more of a controversy, but still a darker moment in the NFL, and one that we make sure we want to discuss and bring a little more light on. We've touched on it in different episodes like we talked about. Just wanted to sort of have a focus on that to go along with that 1925 Cardinals, Chicago Cardinals that we talked about last week. So hopefully you enjoyed this listening and learned a little bit about football history in that great 1925 season. It was full of ups and downs there, that's for sure. President Joe Carr certainly had his hands full, really earned his money. Probably wasn't very much back then, but definitely earned every cent that he made being in charge of the NFL. So we hope you enjoyed this history today. Hope that you'll find more football history on pigskindispatch.com. Also, go to the sportshistorynetwork.com. You can find out about all different sports and over 24 great podcasts there. And your favorite podcast provider, well, it also has the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast for your listening enjoyment. We have over 600 episodes for you to listen to. You can find them on the website, pigskindispatch.com, your favorite podcast provider, or the Sports History Network. Take your pick. They're all there at all three and available. And don't miss out on pigskindispatch.com, though. We have a lot of great articles to talk about football history. You can really see a lot of great things there. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.